Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo that we just love, truly, truly love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one, the only, the lovely, the warm, the sweet, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Little sweet tart.
Oh, thanks. You say it's storming over there in Texas?
It is storming like crazy. Yeah, it's pounding down out here. It's flash flood warnings. And I had to go run errands in that rain. And actually, you know, it wasn't so bad. Yeah. I didn't mind getting wet. It felt kind of
good. That was a twist.
I know. I was outside. It was pouring on my head. Couldn't find parking. I was like, why are people still out? Because, man, Texas, it'll storm and people still live their lives, you know? I had to go out there. And I was like, why do people do this? But then I smelled it and I felt it. And I just felt so alive. I'm not out of the house much. So I was like, yes, I'm wet, everybody. Where's my award? I came out in the rain.
You're like, yes, it wasn't so bad out there. Although I was surprised they demolished that Starbucks. It's like, it wasn't demolished. It was swept away in the rain. But it was pretty cool out here.
Yeah. It is one of those things where you worry about it, because that is a real worry. I mean, I'm not really worried about it, because I don't worry about anything until it happens. That kind of guy. But it could happen. You know what I worry about?
You know what I worry about? I worry about people not going to our Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, where you can get access to bonus episodes. And this week we talked about Big Brother and Love Island and other TV shows and what we did on our break. You can also get access to ad-free listening, a newsletter that's wonderful, a Discord community that's wonderful. You just get so much. You get so much on Patreon. But I also worry that that tallow may not be enough to save the McBee family farm.
Oh, and that is
the concern for today's episode. Previously on the McBees, Cole and Casey and the Not Sunshine band got engaged, and Allie and the other guy Jesse, they, it turns out their relationship's in the shitter, and that's you know, the, and the,
that man is a real
garbage over there.
That man is a real asshole too. We talked about this episode a bit on Crappy Hour this week. And I'm going to have to repeat this part for people who don't listen to that. Last week, Jesse and Allie go to dinner because they're trying to like rekindle or whatever. And you know, he picks this restaurant. They go to some fancy restaurant and she's like, whoa, I mean, are we going to share? Cause I mean, it's pretty expensive. And he goes, you've been working a lot, with his mean glint in his eye. And his little smile that never goes away. And then the waiter comes over and he orders the filet experience. I lost my shit at the TV. I really liked Jesse. I really liked him. And now to see him with that mean glint and that stupid smile still on his face, I'm like, oh, how did I fall for that? Like, just one little glint of the eye and then, like, wanting to go order the most expensive thing and then make your wife pay for it. What an asshole. I can't believe that's what pushed me over. I was just so surprised to see it from Jesse. Were you? Or is it just me?
You watch the show, right? You've seen these guys and their father. Like, I mean, I'm just like, well, okay. I can't believe this hot cowboy guy who's now starting to lose his looks a little bit is now not being so nice when everyone else in his family's an asshole. Like, I'm like, okay. Yeah, well, you got married in an octagon. Congratulations.
Yeah, but I mean, I just didn't think it's evil. I thought he was like the nice one and the cute, sweet one, and he's like an ass. I got so pissed.
I'm sorry.
And also, he's famous now, so you know that's not helping. When you get all those DMs, and it's like, oh, why am I staying here? I have all these options. You know, fuck off. This woman just had your kid.
I'm looking at the filet experience personally. My mind is like, what is this filet experience? And I've been doing some Googling while you've been talking, and there's a restaurant called Stockhill. I think that's where they went. And now let's see what the filet experience really is. Okay, let's go to the dinner menu. And I'm on their menu. Where's the they've got the Wagyu experience.
Worse. That's what it was. The Wagyu experience.
You got the Wagyu experience?
Yes.
It's $170. And wait, maybe there was a flame experience. That's the only experience I'm seeing.
What a pig. Here. I think it was the Wagyu experience. I didn't want to upgrade
Tokyo style. Yeah, I hate to tell you this, but I think it was the Wagyu experience. It's part of the menu that says the world of Wagyu. There's the American Wagyu, the Australian, and the Japanese A5.
It wasn't even the kind of meat. It was that she just said, I'm worried about money. And then he's like, you're making plenty of money. And then orders the most, you know, anything called experience is going to be the most expensive thing on the menu. You know,
the experience,
which means they're going to be giving you expensive shit and wait, you know, I don't know, like lighting candles or flares or whatever, and being like, whoa, it's the experience.
I want to know, but you know what, Ronnie, the Wagyu experience is designed for two people.
She didn't order that though. So really? You see what I mean? He's getting whatever. She just said she wanted to save money, and you order the most expensive thing on the menu. Is it the most expensive thing on the menu? It sounds like it. You tell me. You've got it open still?
It was definitely. I closed it. I can access it again. I can reopen the tab. I'm gonna look right now because now this is inherently more interesting. Okay, so this is the Wagyu experience is $170. No. You could also spend $170 on the Creekstone Tomahawk and two sides. So that's okay. Nice.
So it's one
by the way,
ties.
The Wagyu experience, it comes served Tokyo style. It's slow, crisp garlic, Wagyu tallow. So I think we know why they ordered it now. Pushing the tallow agenda.
Steve McBee demands 20% of the Wagyu experience for his fucking girlfriend in 5 minutes.
This thing's turning into a monster.
So one other thing I want to tell you that you'll probably like more than the show. Did you see Steve McBee Jr.'s or Steve Jr. McBee, whatever? Did you see his list of the perfect woman published? Not. Oh my gosh. Describe your dream girl's physical traits and details.
Between 5'6 and 5'8, blonde haired and light eyes, blue or green, with a passion for working out so her body is toned and athletic.
Well, number one, yeah, you know, sure, exactly what he's going to get every time. Short, blonde, blue or green eyes, passion for working out. I want her to be athletic and to come from an athletic family where hard work and physical fitness and strength is the standard. I want her to be a healthy eater where we focus on fitness and a healthy lifestyle, but occasionally have a cheat meal or a night out, but only to reward ourselves for an accomplishment.
That's so specific. That it's like, I feel like he stopped answering the survey and started spiraling into like something else. He's like, and then when we watch TV together, when I ask for the remote, she just gives me the remote kindly. She doesn't throw it at me because when she throws it at me, it hurts. It hurts more than you like, more than you think. And I'm a cowboy, but I also have sensitive skin because I take care of my skin. She better take care of her skin too. No, throw the remote at me just because I want to watch something. So what? So what that I like Matlock? So what if I like Kathy Bates? Okay, she's good. I believe her as an attorney. I'd have her represent this family if I could, but I can't. Okay, and I do understand the difference between reality and a TV fictional character, but what if I want a fictional character to represent me? What's wrong with that? Why are you yelling at me?
It's like, whoa.
You know what? Matlock would be better if Kathy Bates were hotter and if she were between 5'6 and 5'8 and blonder with green hair or blue eyes and worked out. I need Kathy Bates to work out more.
So then this is long. I won't go through the whole thing, but he's cuckoo bird. So what do you want her personality to be like?
I want her to want to be the leader of women and focus on improving the lives of those she's around. In my eyes, a woman that isn't afraid to take charge and be a leader. That's such a character trait I love. I want a girl that comes off as elegant and classy and people respect for her intellect and the way that she carries herself in conversation. As or more than how she looks while being out at events. Bullet point traits. So then he has bullet points. Hardworking, intelligent, positive, competent, willing to learn, leader, confident, fun and wild on occasion, Kathy Bates, but hotter.
Then he has my daily schedule. What'd you say?
I'm sure he'll find her. It sounds all very reasonable and accessible.
Yes.
Perfection. My daily schedule would look like 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Wake up, read and journal, morning routine.
Journal? Stephen McBee's journaling?
Come on.
Last night, Matlock was a good episode. I liked it a lot. And it made me realize that she would be real good representing farms. State Farm? Heck no. City Farm. It begins on a city level. Must be hot. Is there a city called Hot? Is Mary Lou Henner single?
because she doesn't forget anything. I need a woman who doesn't forget things.
I want Mary Lou Henner, but younger and blonder and hotter and bluer eyes. And I want...
So this is good. Wakes up at 4. He wants to wake up between 4 and 6 a.m. Wake up, read and journal. Then 6 a.m., wife wakes up.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay.
Need 2 hours without hot person at my side while I journal. Okay?
Hey. Hey, hot 5'6" blonde lady Tommy Laren top. I'm done journaling. Rat, wake up.
Wife wakes up. We have a car. We have a coffee and dig into our most important deep work of the day. 8 a.m. Kids wake up. We ate breakfast and wife takes them to school.
Your kids aren't getting up at 8 a.m.? What kind of precious life is that? What time does school start? And knowing how you guys talk, I mean, you don't even go to school. Jesse still says things like, wow, this is the best thing to ever happen in our lives. I mean,
please, please don't act like you're not going to be homeschooling your child with Todd the Pig.
Oh, and essential oils, you know, going on every time they're sick.
Yeah, Todd the please, Pig. Please. Todd the That's Pig. The classroom right there. It's going to be Blair, Todd the Pig, and this fantasy child.
Write something down. I told you to write it down.
But, Dad, this is a hoe.
Journaling. Okay, journaling. 8 a.m. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I'm journaling about journaling. Did you know? Okay, dear diary journal, here's what I've learned today on the year of our Lord, 2026, July 15th. Today is the birthday of Linda Ronstadt. Happy birthday, bitch. I don't know who you are, but you're not Matlock, so I don't care.
I was going to say, I don't think he's a big
Who's Linda Ronstadt?
Okay, so,
my wife takes him to school, in parentheses, private school of our choosing, while I continue.
Private school of your choosing. What, does the Wagyu experience all over again?
Who chooses their own private school? While I continue deep work and or take calls.
I love his deep work. Wait, we see you week after week doing nothing.
Wait, can we go back to private school of our choosing? Here.
I want to send my child. I don't want to be like one of those people who sends their child to a private school not of their choosing.
It's like, sir, we're putting your child goes on the bus and we unfortunately can't tell you which school they're going to go to. So good luck.
And how many are there? You live in a town of like 30 people. Like, how many private schools are there to choose from? You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there are a lot, but I don't know. What's the name of their town? I forgot.
Stupidville.
I forget.
Blonde short town. Blonde short city who's hot and works out a lot.
Dear diary, today I found out something interesting about the day, July 15th. Not only is it this person Linda Ronstadt's birthday, but it's also the same birthday as Jesse Ventura. Wow, I bet they'd have a great date together. Okay, see you next time, diary.
9 a.m. to noon. Wife and I work together on our companies, focusing on growing our memberships, filming videos, planet events, etc.
Oh, great.
Memberships.
Just working on their memberships.
Dear diary, you know what else I found out today about today, July 15th? It's also the birthday of Arianna Huffington and Brigitte Nielsen. Wow, I sure would love to have a threesome with all them.
If they were just blonder. So if they were just blonder. Noon to 1 p.m., lunch with my wife and do a quick walk somewhere. 1 to 3 p.m., gym and train with my wife, who loves to work using strength training. Oh, my God.
This is
every second of the day you've got planned out for your fucking wife, and it's like,
take care of my kids, make some money, be hot, be hotter, work out some more.
What is wrong with this person?
It's not realistic. It's also, it's like,
my ideal woman from 3:37 to 3:40, that is when she is in the bathroom, doing number one only, but then, of course, she has to take care of herself. And then afterwards,
I will not have a wife who makes number two. That is unladylike, and I will not have it. And if she does have poop, it better be hot poop. I'll tell you that right now. 3 to 6.
Furthermore, from 3 to 6 p.m., one thing we will not be doing is celebrating the July 15th birthday of Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, because he's way hotter than I am, and that's not allowed.
3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Finish any additional work for the day. Prepare for the kids to come home.
You better prepare earlier. I think they get out. They're only going to be in school for 15 minutes. I think we're learning from this list. 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Dinner and play with the kids. See them off to bed.
This is his perfect day, or is it like a standard day? I forget.
This is like his. They asked his ideal woman, and so he's like listing all the things. My daily schedule. I guess so. It's is ideal daily schedule. Yeah. So
is farm work on here or no?
No work. He mentions working very deeply. You know, he wants to work deeply, but it just says memberships. So, I mean, I don't know. Memberships. Wow.
He's like working at like LA Fitness or something.
I read that he was going to start like a men's retreat somewhere, of course, which is a huge shocker that someone like him would do that. But yeah, he's going to have like a McBee Ranch men's retreat.
That's right. Where we're going to work on memberships and not farming and thinking about what we're going to be doing for about 3 or 4 minutes in every single day.
Memberships is spelled with an N right before the M in memberships. Memberships.
Memberships.
Okay? Because I'll tell you who's not allowed there. Girls. Stinky, stinky girls.
Yeah, sounds like he's got it all figured out.
Oh, there's more. It's only 8 p.m. The kids have just gone to bed. Now it's 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nightly journaling? You do not journal in the morning and at the night, sir.
No.
Just stop, farthest way. Nightly journaling, preparing the plan of the day for tomorrow, and meeting with my wife to go over our reading materials. What do you mean meeting with your wife? Has your wife had one fucking second away from you? She's been with you since you let her wake up 2 hours after you did. This morning.
They're going to go over their reading materials? Wait, did he have... I feel like if someone said, well, it'd be a great, like a good day with my wife, like with the perfect woman, it'd be like, I go to work. She goes to work. She does whatever she's going to be doing. I do my thing. We work out together. We have a great dinner. We watch TV and go to sleep. This is so rigorous and so unfun.
Kind, loving person who will help me make a great home. The end. Like, she has to be hot. She has to do this. She has to do that. He's such a controlling asshole. And then at 9 p.m., go to bed. That's it. Are you going to bed or are you just making her go to bed and then you'll go to bed an hour after? That's the only thing that surprised me in this. What a douche.
Yeah. It's terrible. Did you know that 20 years ago today, Twitter launched? By the way, wow, as long as I'm looking at what happened on today. Today.
Yeah, they've been doing great for us. Yeah, really into that list. Sorry, that was long, but I've been sitting on that for like 2 weeks. Who's?
That is honestly like crazy. That is crazy. This is also someone who I think I don't know. Something is off. Something's not right here. Something's not right here with Stephen McBee.
Yeah, he's a controlling psycho, which we know. And we've seen, you know, the texts and stuff that he was sending to Allie when he danced with somebody at the festival and he's calling her a slut and a whore. And this, I mean, just these fucking guys. Like, that's the thing. Like, I saw that coming from him. You know, I did not see this coming from Jesse. And I really thought he was cute.
This was Jesse?
No, that was Steven. I saw Steven. That personality in him, but I'm just upset by the last episode because now we see that Jesse's just another cut from this cloth. It's just
Steven, I feel like the next step is going to be Steven's going to have a tracker on a car, and then after that he'll wind up on the Traders. And other steps that may happen in between those two, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, let's get back to this show.
Okay. Well, here's my prediction for everyone in this family. They're going to kill a lot of ozone. That's it. Just gonna get ozone. Very big cars and trucks and just do as much damage to the ozone as they can. That's my only solid prediction. Possibly jail for a couple of them. Okay, let's get on with it. It's season 3, episode 5, Business Beef.
Business Beef. Okay, so the episode where we learn more about Tallow. So we're at Cole and Casey's home, and Steven is bringing in a pig named Todd. Todd's on Bravo, you know, and this pig comes into this house, and Steven tells us
Casey has talked forever about how she wanted to get a pot-bellied pig, and so I thought, what better way to surprise her as an engagement present? Because I want to name the pig from Charlotte's Web. I want to name it, what's it called?
What do you want to name it? What's Wilbur?
Wilbur. Right? Yeah.
Wow, real original there, Stephen McBee.
Also, I don't think it ended well. I mean, I love Charlotte's Web, but nothing starring a pig really ends that well, like in literature.
Never does.
You know? So, he wants to get her a pig for her wedding engagement. She just got engaged to one. What do you buy? She's agreed to come into a family of them. So I think she's good on Todd. And the pig comes into, they just let the pig into the house. It starts, by the way, I love a pig. You know,
we love a
but
pig.
They let the pig come into the house. It's snorting all over the place. And they're like, what the fuck is this pig? And she sees the pig and she's like, get this pig the fuck out of my house. She didn't want a pig.
The pig actually takes a dump under the dining room table. And it's the first time in the history of, I think, mankind that like pig shit actually improved the house. So good for them.
Made the floors cuter. So then I don't understand that house.
That, first of all, they have that giant kitchen island, that T-shaped kitchen island in their kitchen, but it's too big for the kitchen. Have you noticed like how there's no space on the edges of the T for them to get around? They're always like just slinking around the sides of their kitchen island. I was like, you got all this space and you still put it in an island that's not the right size?
I think it's people who don't hire architects. They just do everything themselves, you know, which, you know, I appreciate some do your own-ism, but sometimes you need to hire people who might be smarter than you or understand. Yeah. I mean, it looks like a Sam's Club to me, like the floors and stuff. I mean, it's big and I think it's kind of pretty in its way, but yeah, like you need to fit your island in there.
The island does not fit. It's also strange. A T-shaped island. It's all wrong. And some like if the T shape is so narrow, a disaster. Really rooting for a tornado.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So now we go to Steve Jr. and Allie are in the kitchen, and Steve is, you know, he's showing them the pig. I think you were trying to move on to someone to another scene.
Yeah, we don't need any more of that scene. So now we're going to Steve Jr.'s house and they're hanging out with the dog and stuff. And it's Allie. Allie and Masha are gonna have a scene because they are going to really force Masha on everybody. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Masha is, you know, she's the personality of a potato. And I love a potato, but I don't want to like watch it on TV.
Yeah. You
know? She's just like, duh. But I am here for Steve. I would like to eventually marry Steve. Steve loves me. Masha, Jesus Christ. Perk up. Somebody light something under Masha.
Yeah, seriously. So Allie's saying that she hasn't seen Masha since the Halloween party. And she goes, which was obviously a very unique scenario. And we see 3 weeks ago, Galina being like, it's my party. You're not invited. You're so fucking stupid. Whore.
Masha's like, I just feel separated from family, but Allie is nice. And Allie is very TV ready. Like, she's been ready to come on TV. She's like, hi, Masha. I haven't seen Masha in ages. Masha, how are you feeling right now? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's kind of, like, looking off. Have you noticed that whenever she's talking to someone, she's just kind of nodding but zoning out, like, not listening to a word?
Allie is?
Yes. Yeah. She's just like, but they put her in every scene, and she's ready to go for every single thing they give her. But she's like, Masha, I think we should talk about your relationship in this family. Masha's like, well, I'm separated from family. It would be nice to get closer because, like, Steve is going to go to jail. I want to make sexy calendar for Steve. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to shoot a sexy calendar for Masha. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. Masha's like, I'm from Belarus. I don't know what that is. It's a country. I don't understand. There's only America.
There are no other countries. Haven't you noticed that every house in the neighborhood has an American flag? Because the world is America.
World is America.
Mm-hmm.
So Masha is basically saying, yeah, she's like, no one wants to be friends with her. So she wants to do something special, you know? She wants to do something special for Steve Sr. And so Allie's like, please define something special. Flowers, like an oatmeal cream pie. What do you want? She's like, no, you can't send food to jail. You can't send nothing. Only letters. Okay. So is it going to be a B, a G, an S, a T? No, not actual letters. Like letters.
Good, because I ran out of letters.
Mm-hmm. The only letters I know are U, S, and A.
She's like, no, but you can send photos to prison and also letters and photos as well. She's like, oh my God, photos. You want to do some sexy photos? Let's do a calendar. She's like, yes, for each month.
Imagine like a photo for two of the months and the rest is just, you know, empty space.
Yeah.
So here's the way it goes. Each month there's a photo.
Masha, you know that in prison, everybody is going to be jerking off at you. And he's not going to be the only person that sees a calendar on the wall. He's going to have roommates, guards. Don't do this in a prison. You know what I mean? Don't be circulating nudie pictures of yourself in a prison full of men.
So Allie is like, she's like, oh my God, a boudoir photo shoot for my potential future father-in-law. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's ixnay on the, it's a little early. You're putting the cart, you're putting the combine before the horse here. Okay, ma'am. Yeah. Let's just relax on that front. As far as I can tell, you are not at your strength training right now. So until you start getting with the schedule, there will be no father-in-law.
Till you start waking up 2 hours later than me. And being a good mother to children and then doing exactly what I say for every second of the day. We are not. But, you know, he's been the one who's like, you're moving in, right? We're going to get married, right? You're like, you're here, right? So I was kind of surprised that it was her this time being like that.
Mm.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Well, she's eager. So now we go to the McBee meat processing facility. Which is sort of what I feel like this show is about, just processing the stupid things that these meatheads are saying. And Galena shows up, and Tessa's there. Tessa's been sent up to the meat processing facility. She no longer is with the Dribble Door. And she's like, oh, you lost little girl. I got you. Oh, my God. I thought you were in the wrong neck of the woods. Thanks for visiting me, little old Tessa, up here in the meat processing facility.
Wow, what a natural scene. Just me hanging out up here at this gosh darn meatpacking facility, and who walks in, Galena, that sweet little girl from down yonder?
Sometimes I think she's faking it, this lady, you know? And Tessa, I think, is Tessa and Galena are my favorites on the show, but I think my meemaw, Ramona. She never had an accent until she got older. And then suddenly she was like, well, let me tell you, down in Tarnation. It's like, and my mom was always like, my mom has never had an accent. I'm like, oh, what the hell? Where did she suddenly get an accent? She started wearing like little crochet, you know, sweaters that would say like, God bless home, and started walking around with an accent. And I think my grandpa always had one. And she really kept it up her whole life. And the rest of her life. But sometimes I think that Tessa is like that. Like, she's just decided, now I'm this country.
I guess her real voice is like, oh my God.
It, you know?
Oh my God, I can't believe I gotta go to Fulham today. This is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, I guess I'll do it. The movie from the Dribble Door to the meat processing is, oh wait, hold on, someone's coming in. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm in the meat processing.
Yeah. Or like the cameras go down and she's like, get me a fucking cup of coffee. Come on. You know, like the baby from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. So she's up there and probably spending her time making little print shop 8x10 posters with like old Western font like she did last season. And remember, it was like the baby shower thing. It was like baby on board. But like the Y was like five spaces away from like the rest of BAB or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Or they're like, Tessa, make some flyers for the meat company, you know, and then she's making like a little cartoon cow that's got a big smile on its face. Like it just can't wait to be slaughtered.
It's just like Iggy or Izzy, whatever. That cartoon. I feel like Tessa is one of those people who she's all sweet and nice, but when she texts and emails, she only writes in all caps. And you're like, why are you doing this? All you have to do is press caps lock and fix it.
And lots of exclamation points and emojis.
Yeah. So she's stuck up there, and so they're making them do a scene. And so they hug, and Tessa's like, well, we've been selling off some things and restructuring, and that's what you got to do with the business. Especially the boss, he called me and he said, I'm journaling. And then afterwards he said, okay, I'm done. And I need you to come here. I want you to whip everything into shape up here at McPhee Make Company, and I want you to be the office manager and work on membership. Membership, 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 journaling. You know, all those things. I love those boards.
Yeah, I miss being the fuel gal. I really do miss filling up 1721 implements a day, but, you know, I take it all in stride. That's just what you do when you're Tessa. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for boss man and them boys.
God, I love that for her. She's just like, all I want to do all day is just put fuel into tanks. She's like, that's all I want. I just want to put a nozzle
really
in.
I miss filling tanks up with gas
in there. That's all I want. But it's okay. I'll be up here in this meat facility.
And Galena's like, whoa, ha ha, holy smokes, you doing so great. Whoa, what a fun, loving scene we are having together. Just a couple of girls.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
And then the real life of the party shows up. It's Casey, America's sweetheart.
Hi, I'm here. The tallow skin line is something Steve and I thought of a couple of months ago, and tallow was an amazing product for your skin. The fun part about tallow is if you take off the T, it's a verb that Stephen McBee doesn't allow women to do. Hey, I just said it. So anyway, there's so much kidney fat here that if you render it, it becomes tallow. So tallow.
I guess I knew what tallow was, and I've used it. I saw it on the internet, and I was like, tallow, because it's like a big craze lately. So I started using tallow, and I am a pescatarian. And so, you know, I was like, well, I'm not supposed to be using that. That's not great, you know? Not like I'm on some high moral ground or whatever, but I was like, you know, like, cows are cute. Maybe I shouldn't use that, but whatever. It's things that have already been killed anyway. Well, so is meat, you dumbass. You know what I mean? So I was using it, and then really I'm just so grossed out when I saw this episode. Who would watch this and want to put that on there? There's like body parts everywhere. And she's like, yeah, and then I put my own smells into it. And I was like, this is officially nasty to me now. I don't know why it took a visual. But it did.
If you're watching this show voluntarily, tallow is the least of your concerns. That's what I've got to say. Like, if you're watching this and it's like, my question is not like, are you watching this and then you're still okay with the tallow? My question is, are you watching this and you're entertained by it?
Yeah.
There's some issues.
I mean, I do get entertained by it, but so.
Sorry, I should this be part, yucking on your yum.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a yum. I only watched it because it was coming on Bravo after being on Peacock, and I just literally had nothing to do one day, and so I put it on and was cracking up because we're recapping it, you know. But I did. Yeah. It's so trashy, you know. I do get into it, but yeah. Casey's like, well, you know, like a few times, what I do is I render the kidney shit for a few times, and then I add my ingredients in and I whip it, and then I come up with all the formulas myself. I don't want to put shit on my face that some rando came up with themselves in the back of a meat processing plant that they married in. You know what I mean? Like, I need you to get a recipe off the internet at least. Casey, yeah, like, just making shit up that I'm going to put all over my face.
I don't want my skincare to be developed on your T-shaped island. So Tessa's like, sir, are you clean? Are you clean? Okay, let's get in there. Let's go. Let's get Casey a towel, okay? Because she's about to get in the. Listen, you can't do tallow without a towel, okay? So let's get into it, okay? They're like, Tessa, why are you putting gasoline in the middle of that jar of tallow?
I just can't help it.
Old habits die hard, boss man.
I need to fill this fuel into something.
Now show me that ring, girl. Oh, wow, that is beautiful. I just can't believe Cole's going to get married. This is adorable. It's so cute. Show us how you do this tallow, sister.
And so Galena's like, well, congratulations on the engagement. I didn't know
but I wish I could have been there. Unfortunately, I did not know about this. And Casey's like, yeah.
And Tessa says, well, of course, I mean, I got something to admit to you. I knew about it. I knew about it, Gleaner. I knew about it, but, you know, I couldn't do nothing about it.
I knew about it because Corbin told me. And then Corbin from Love Island shows up. Hey, Tessa. Baby. Baby shower.
You want to come to a baby shower? Dead ass.
Dead ass.
Dead ass.
So then Casey is like, well, you know, he was telling me that he was going to ask you, and it was not the most romantic thing he said. He goes, I think it's time that Casey has me and Blair's last name. And I was like, oh. And I'm like, I didn't know he was so romantic and such, because everybody was there. And as he reached his spoon into that Chef Boyardee can and said, you're going to be my woman now, I was like, wow, you are romantic, Cole.
Uncle Jimmy was there, and Darla, the whole family. And Galena's like, oh, wow, way to rub it in. Thanks.
You mean Darla, that big old slut? Wow, that really was romantic.
Let's see. Yeah, Galena's bummed. She didn't get to come. And they're like, huh? No one says sorry. They're just like, nobody knew. Well, Tessa did. But unfortunately, Tessa invited a gas tank. She didn't remind. No one thought to invite you, Galena.
Sorry. So, now we go to Jesse and Allie's city house. He comes in, and Allie's like, you're going to take that out, right? You're going to take it out? Take it out, because it's trash. And he's like, yeah. She's like, and he's like, yeah, they just keep getting smellier, her diapers. That's what diapers do, you know. If you shit in them and they sit outside in the garbage, you don't take out the garbage, they just get stinkier because there's feces in them.
Yeah, that's how that works usually. 65 miles from McBee Farms. That is too much. I mean, I've known this for a long time, but it's still, every time I see the number, 65 miles from McBee Farm. What are you two doing? So, now Casey and Cole come in. Guess what, guys? It's taco night.
Yay, taco night. So, they're making some tacos, because it's also going to be game night, guys. And Steven tells us,
I'm not really sure how to describe Jesse and Allie's communications out other than non-existent. It's like they don't even wake up 2 hours early to journal. Like, those two individually may be the worst communicators I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen someone more pessimistic about communication than those two.
Here's the problem. He went with someone who wasn't between 5'6 and 5'8 with blonde hair and green or blue eyes that works out constantly every second of the day before she puts the kids to bed after 2 hours of private schooling that we chose.
I bet they don't even spend their afternoons trying to work on memberships.
So he tells us how communication is a big miss in the family, and he's the start of changing it to the better. Yeah, we've seen your communication. It's all over social media, sir. You fucking whore. You slut. I should have known. Great. You're doing great. You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, seriously. So he brought a game. It's a game for couples. And he thought, well, since they're all couples, let's all play it. You know, what could go wrong? So it's one of these like fun, provocative couples things. And before anything, before the game even starts, Cole McBee is like,
I'll just say it right now. I only last like 2 minutes. That's the best that I can do.
It's like, thank you. Thank you for that. Volunteering that information for us. America was wondering, and now you've all put us out of our anxiety.
And Allie's like, well, Steven definitely has you beat on that one.
It's like, wait, I just heard that.
I like that nobody in this family can last more than 30 seconds. It's so funny. And it's funny that they keep bringing, like, why do you guys keep bringing it up? It's so funny to me.
Yeah, I also can only last like 2 minutes. Are we talking about watching the show or are we talking about sex?
So Steven's like, there's friendship, there's intimacy, but even the intimacy one is like, wow, what's your favorite thing about me physically? So the question is, what's your favorite sexual position? Casey and Cole likes it from the back.
For sure. For sure.
What's your wildest sexual fantasy, Cole? And he's like, I just get a big buck and then, you know, right after, like, hammer down, you know?
They show this image of Cole just, like, with a giant buck. Sure, like, every deer's dream is to get murdered by a guy who's then just going to have sex. Quick.
That's my sexual fantasy. Going out and slaughtering an animal and then banging someone right after. He didn't put shower or wash my hands or anything. It's like, yeah, get some death all over me and then go bang somebody from behind.
Cut to 7 years from now, Blair.
Daddy, how was I made? Well, I saw this deer once.
So then Allie is like, meanwhile, more questions. What was your first sexual experience? And so I think it's supposed to be like, what was your first sexual experience like as a child or like as a teenager, I should say, not a child. And geez, so Allie is
like, whoa.
Allie is like, but Allie is like, no, I'm going to use this as a chance to tell everyone about the first time I had sex with Steven. So she goes, oh, this is a pretty good one. If it's the one that, are you thinking about the same one, Steven? Okay, we were in your farmhouse making out, and I didn't want to have sex with you, but like I took you to the shower and gave you the sloppiest blowjob ever, and it lasts like 2 seconds. Oh, my God, everyone. And everyone's like, oh, great.
And Casey's like, oh, my God, I'm not let everyone's acting so prudish about it. Cole just told you he wants to slaughter things and bang somebody from behind. Like, a shower blowjob's really nothing. And also, can we just stop this game?
Can
for
we
all of you?
Stop the visuals.
We don't stop it.
Need this.
So she's like, well, I probably could have stopped, but at the end of the day,
you get nothing for it. You get tallow for tallow.
I hear about their dad and everything he's done with women, so I thought this family was, you know, open about these things. I'm just, like, trying to meet them where they're at.
So then Allie is like, she's like, are you happy with the level of intimacy in our relationship? Oh, this is Allie with Jesse's Allie. So they are so awkward and tense because they keep smiling through their pain. So Allie's like,
yeah.
Are you happy with the level of intimacy in our relationship? I mean, I know your answer already. He's like, what's my answer? She goes, we both have initiation problems and like that's where we lack. And he's like, yeah, but like, how do you solve it if both people are not having initiation? That's my question. I'm like, you're too boring to be this awkward. Please stop. Please.
You guys are so boring. The least you could do is fuck. You know what I mean? Like, somebody has to bring something to this relationship.
I beg of you.
You know, so then Jesse tells us, yeah, since becoming a parent, like, we just don't really have intimacy anymore. And Casey's like, you guys should try 10 days of intimacy. Just hope there's enough wildlife outside to shoot.
No, that's a lot of bucks. Lot of bucks.
A lot of bucks.
You just make sure that you have sex 10 days in a row. This is what like Blair was like when Blair was like really young. We did this. I'm like, you know, she's still really young. I had to break it to you know, and she was just such a
before she became the adult that she is now. We used to have sex all the time.
Oof. Yeah. Wasn't Blair just born right before the season?
I know, that's what they're like.
We used to do this thing back when Blair was really young, when she was little, before she sent up to the meat processing facility to help Tessa. We used to have 10 days of intimacy.
It's like, yeah, intimacy is a huge part of a relationship. When Cole and I aren't getting along, that always helps. You know what else helps? Having babies. Helps. It always helps a relationship.
So then Allie, says, hey, I guess Allie with Steven is with an E and Allie with Jesse has no E. She lost the E cause they lost their spark. So Allie is like, hey, was there ever a time you considered ending a relationship? And Steven's like,
no. Although there was that time that you woke up 5 minutes early before I was done journaling. And I thought this is not going to work out, but you know what? I stuck through it. Through the hard times and all. I just kept on journaling for 5 more minutes.
I just kept on journaling and just kept on looking at hair dye in the store and said, what if I don't find the perfect one? I'm going to bleach her hair. I'm going to bleach her hair. Get some contacts in there. Maybe cut off her feet so she's shorter. 5, 6, 5, 8.
Okay, Steven, you're spinning out. Come back. Come back, Steven.
And then Jesse's, his question is, how can I be a better partner? Well, I guess we'll both answer, because apparently the Wagyu experience wasn't enough. And Allie's like, well, he's definitely one to keep stuff in. So you need to communicate how you're feeling and then like what you like and like what you don't like and what I can do better and like those kind of things. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? He's like, that's fair. Okay.
Oh, God. And she's like, yeah, so I would say communication. And he's like, well, I should have went first, because that was going to be my answer.
It's not pyramid. You guys can both have the same answer.
Yeah. Okay. So Jesse's like, well, if I had to answer, I guess I would say the thing we need most is an open line of communication.
Memberships. I wish we had more memberships. That's why we got to work on them in the afternoons.
And so Allie's like, okay, well, then what are you hesitant to tell me? Because I could probably answer that. Like, I've not told you that I've not been taking my birth control, so there's something. Like, it made me feel bad, so I just stopped taking my birth controls. I didn't know if I should tell you up front or not. Yes. Yeah, you should, right? Shouldn't you? You guys need to just talk. These are discussions.
You should tell the audience first.
Tell
the audience first. Let us know if there's more McBees on the way so we can be mentally prepared. And then you can tell Jesse.
I feel like I would have that conversation with like the mailman, you know, or like anybody. Like, this shouldn't be something that's that.
Tell Blair. Start with Blair.
Guys.
Start with enough. Blair. Blair, then Sitka, then Todd. So then Jesse's
Blair,
like,
who's like 30 years old now, you know, go tell Blair.
Everyone knows, but Galena. Oh, so awkward. Happened again. So then Jesse, is like, this is something that we should probably private, you know? And, he's like, do you feel like I listen to you when you're speaking with me? Cause like, you're either on your phone. Cause that happened last week. Or remember when you were on your phone last week?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just like the idea of like, remember that time last week when you were on your phone? Like, Allie has like that, like, has like discrete moments of time when she's allowed to be on her phone.
We do not like women in this family on phones. That's what we will not have. It's like, yeah, we're a big believer of women telegraphing.
So, yeah, he got mad because in the restaurant, in the fancy restaurant, she looked at her phone. He's like, wow, you can't even be in the restaurant with me when it's staring at your phone. So I think
this guy who spends all of his time up there at the farm overtime, because they're like,
it's not time. Why is he still at the farm?
So he spends excessive amounts of time at the farm. And then he comes, he blesses her with his like presence, and she gets on the phone once and he's like, oh, you're not even going to like be present with me.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're the one who's not present, because his whole thing is like, I don't have enough time. So the time I do have is limited, and that's what you're going to do is be on the phone. It's like, you're the one who is on the metaphorical phone right now, sir. So I don't want to hear from you with your Wagyu experience.
Yeah. So he's saying, you know, like when I come home from work, it's just, hey, what's up? And then we go our separate ways. Like, she's not exactly excited to see me. Is anybody? You're not bringing a lot to this, buddy. Sorry to say. And she's like, well, but at least I'm being open. I don't think Jesse's does that. I'm being vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, it's a real shame that that big personality walks through the doors and no one's even taking advantage of it. Like, no one's even saying like, wow, can't wait to hear all the great stories that Jesse McBee has to share with us. Please let me stop everything and hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Jesse and Cole are taking a walk in the field, and Steven comes up. And what are they talking about here? We don't need all these little stupid
Something things. Really interesting.
Yeah.
He says they're talking about like they may have to move out. You know, it's sad, guys, because they're going to have to like sell things, sell part of their business. And Cole's like, yeah, it's weird. It's weird to think that like what the year's going to look like what the future is going to look like. Same thing, I hate to tell you. Just because, like, obviously,
we still have some acres, so we have that. It's like, yeah, but like, I mean, we'll still be farming a small amount, you know? It's like, but it ain't going to be enough. He's like, yeah, I mean, for the amount of people that we got here.
Yeah, we employed 50 to 60 people up here and provided them jobs that are close to their homes. Oh, well.
Yeah, and Steven's like, well, it's gonna be rough. And they're saying, yeah, it's gonna be hard to let people go, but you know what? As long as they can still get their car washed, okay, we're gonna give them some coupons. So then this turns to Galena, and Steven's like, well, I sure as hell don't trust Galena to figure this out. She doesn't even come to work. All she does on the weekends is go to housewives parties. You see her all over the internet. Just look at your Instagram. There's Galena at another housewives party on the weekends. Okay, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
That means Monday through Friday, she's always there. You specify a few times here that she's only gone on the weekends. What the fuck is wrong with that? You're never even here. You don't even know that shit's being bought and sold, Steve. Like, seriously.
She's trying to get people to watch this show. Okay. Well, I mean, she's taking a victory lap. She's famous now. She's trying to milk this as much as she can. Yes. But she is also raising the profile of the show. I mean, if she's putting her face up on various Real Housewives Instagrams, people would be like, who's that? And they'll look and they'll see, oh, from that McBee show. I haven't watched that show because Ben from Watcher Crappens hates it so much. So I don't watch it, but like, maybe I should watch it. And then they watch it and then she becomes more popular and gets another season. So you know what? Like, she's bringing money to you guys.
Oh, and it's funny too that he's like, well, she's all over Instagram. You're dating an influencer.
Yeah.
What are you so upset about?
And how about that? It's that's the weekend, a good point.
So fuck off. So Cole's like, I'm like, Galena, do you not know my dad's leaving December 1st? Like, you'd think she'd just lock in a little bit right now.
Yeah, well, that's going to be your dad, actually, unfortunately for you.
yeah, no pun intended, right? She really needs to lock in. She needs to get a lock pick, okay? You guys are fucked, and you and Jesse are probably fucked too, because your stuff is built on his land. Like, they're coming after Jesse and Cole too, which I find interesting. Well, I read this, that they're in danger as well because of stuff that Steve Jr. transferred to their names and stuff. And I thought it was interesting that it's just those two and not Steve that are brought into this stuff.
So now we move forward to Asteria Bianchi, which is in town somewhere, maybe in the city. It's a city restaurant. And Casey and Allie meet up, and Casey's asking where's Jesse, what's he up to, and Allie's saying how he's supposed to be hunting with Jake, but then he was going to come back home last night, but he was up at the farm yesterday and today instead. And Casey's like, has he been working at the farm? I think that's part of being at the farm, but that's okay. Right.
Well, basically, we find out that he hangs out with his brothers, you know. Well, I guess we find this out later, but he just goes to hang out with his brothers all day and they hunt all night and just hang out with each other. I mean, I get that, but God, I get that as far as like that's your job or whatever, but you have like a wife and a child. You can't just be out hanging out with your bros, your literal
Didn't
bros.
They also. Wasn't she also going to move up to the country full time or to the farm full time?
The city.
Wasn't that like her thing?
Oh, well, that's what they last always disagreed season. On. Oh, did they agree that she would move to the farm?
Maybe not. This is probably like an ongoing issue with them. I mean, it was, God, they only got married last season. The fact that their relationship is so shitty so soon, I mean, it usually takes two seasons for this.
Yeah, but they never really solved it. He wanted to be at the farm and she wanted to be in the city. And she's like, but it's only, you know, a little bit away. It's 65 miles away, you know? And then they got married and had a baby without really solving that one.
Yeah. So Allie's like, I honestly don't think I would have been able to make it through the past couple of months postpartum without Christy or my mom, you know? And so she's saying how everything, like, stressful time. She just wanted normalcy. She didn't really have anyone to talk to. And she says, yeah, I express it to him, but, you know, it's one of those things that he has to be actively listening, and I'd be totally willing. And we talked about the 10 days of intimacy, and I would be totally willing to do that, but I haven't heard a peep from him, and he's been staying at the farm. It's like, hello, can't be intimate if you're at the farm. So
yeah.
It's like my best friend, but I don't know. Things are lacking.
Yeah, they're just not into it. And, you know, they were kind of like this even when they were getting married, which is, I don't know. Yeah. It's sad. This is a depressing relationship for sure. And she's like, neither one of us will take the initiative or me. And Casey's like, well, I don't want you to go anywhere because I don't know how I'm going to survive the McBees without you. But I sure do love having you in the family. Do you know what? Tell me about the back of your elbows. Is your elbow skin good or does it need moisturizing? I formulated a new tallow.
Tallow. So now we go to Jesse and Cole. They're riding farm equipment, and Jesse gets trapped in his combine. And it's a sad day when Cole has to show you how to open a door. He's like, here's how you do it. And Jesse's like, oh, wow. He's like, you got to pull it towards you. That's how you open a door. Yeah, I didn't think about that. So,
you got to
love. Brain trust is going
strong. You got to love the McBee farm show, where nobody knows how to use these things that they're pretending to work on. It's like, wow, how do I open the door to the tractor? Like last year when Cole's like, I can do this, and he immediately crashes the first time he's trying to pretend on TV that he knows how to
write this
thing. Come on, you fucking posers.
And then we go from there to after Cole saves his brother from perishing inside the combine, Cole goes back to his house where Casey's sitting there. And Allie's holding a baby, actually. Allie's there. And Casey's like, hey, do you want... I'm sorry. Cole is not there. He's spiritually there, but he's not there. It's Allie and Casey are there. And but this is blonde Allie, not sad Allie. And so well, I guess they're both sad Allies, but just a different type of sad Allie. Point is, they're there with Blair.
We're going to make some tallow. And Allie's like, oh, my gosh. So Casey brings over this big bag of kidney fat. And she's like, it's all from the meat facility. I won't make you touch it. It's just got a very beefy smell. And that's why I do so many renders to get the smell out. Stinky dead meat. Gosh, I'm probably selling them like hotcakes, people watching this show.
Allie's like, hold on, I couldn't hear you from all the way to the other end of this T-shaped island. Let me come across over closer to you. Now hold on while I squeeze in between this leg of the T and the wall. And okay, now I'm standing next to you. Wow. So how's it being in business with it being connected to the McBees? I like it being on the McBee website, but I do wish I could add something on labeling or something that it's my product, because of course these guys, these geniuses, have made this beef tallow, and it has like this very like manly label. And it's like Casey is trying to design something that's like feminine and nice and skincare, and it's got this look like beef tallow. I'm like, yeah. It's gonna want to, like, who are you trying to market this to, and are they gonna be attracted to that label?
It's also just very plain, I think. It's like just a very plain, nondescript kind of looking thing. I mean, I wouldn't really recognize that. But of course, also the guys are just like, okay, Casey will do all the work, and but then, you know, we'll take all the money from it.
Have you seen this? Look up right now, McBee tallow. The way they've packaged it, it literally looks like extreme mayonnaise. Okay, it's just like, it's like a jar. Mayonnaise. It's a jar with like a black label and just says beef tallow. And then this is McBee Farm.
But that's just like a normal font. It's like a, I mean, it's not like Helvetica, but I'm not like a font. Oh, I see what you mean. Like the logo. Like, they upgraded.
It's very, very. Yeah, it's like very, very masculine. It's very, like
the Yellowstone. They're trying to do the Yellowstone thing with the M. Like, we got it, guys. You're a Yellowstone ripoff, but.
If you look at, just look up tallow and you just see all the other tallows that are out there just look so much nicer.
Yeah. Well, they all look kind of like coconut oil when they're packed, but yeah,
I just don't like this packaging. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to stick by it.
It's not great for sure. So she, and of course, Allie's like, well, how is it having your business connected to McBee's? Do you think that maybe advertising might help? Okay. And Casey's like, well, I put in like $12,000 into this business. I haven't even seen any money. So maybe that would be great. You know, I've been working on it 5 days a week because I really care about the products.
and I believe in tallow.
And Allie's like, so my first job out of college was working for a brand that I did 10x the revenue. That was industry terms. And I did that the first month. Mm-hmm. Revenue was $1 first month. So I brought it up to $10. So hello, 10X. And then I was hired and I learned the power of selling online. Wow. Congratulations. You learned that people buy things online, Allie. You really are a marketing guru.
And Allie's like, you guys just built this kitchen. You're getting married. I mean, this is a really cool storyline. You guys should document it. Like, this is content. Like, everywhere I look. Content, content, content. I mean, you guys could be like, people could really get into tallow.
Tallow is the new TikTok feta. Okay. You should just totally document this everywhere.
So Allie's like, yeah, from what I've seen online, this is a very hot topic. Everywhere you go, people are like, tallow, 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 tallow. It's like literally nuts. I could take this to the next level.
So then we go back to Cole. And he's like, boy, that game at your house was real something, Jesse. I feel like I learned too much about Steven and Allie, right? Whoa, 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 Cole says, as if he was not the one who said, I only last 2 minutes. So then Jesse's like, yeah, it was like he likes to share. I don't really like to do that. I don't share none. I don't like, you know, I mean, if they're crazy over there. And Cole's like, yeah, one time I went over to their house and they had like 150 like candles lit. He's like, yeah. I don't like candles, like unless I've like cooked bacon or something. But other than that,
yeah.
Yikes.
So Cole's like, wow, you guys really talked about yourselves. I've never heard you be that open before. And he's like, well, we never really talked about it to other people. You know, like having summer, that was like a really big change. And it was really hard on us, you know, like lack of sleep, change of lifestyle. You know, it's just been really hard. How do you think she feels living in the fucking house without you? 65 miles away while you're hunting and fucking drinking with your brothers.
I know.
I don't want to hear how fucking hard it is for you.
Did they ever name their baby, by the way? Because we know about Blair, but what's the other baby's name?
Blair.
Blair.
I don't know what their baby's name is.
I feel like they never named it. I'm pretty sure it has no name yet.
Like the streets. So, named Jesse's Candle. Like, huh?
It's named Candle.
Candle.
I was inspired by seeing that candle, that non-bacon use of a candle at Steven's house.
He's like, yeah, like with everything going on with my dad and like us having a kid, it's a lot of pressure. Like it's just bad right now. Like you just get into the grind of things, you know, like maybe I put our marriage second or third, but I'm sure Allie would say the same thing. Life has ups and downs. But it just seems like we sure are going downhill. Oh, shucks. I'm not buying this nice bullshit anymore. I saw you last week in that restaurant.
Wagyu experience. Summer. Their child's name is Summer, by the way. So
now we see that.
We did.
I think I just get them all mixed together, you know?
Yeah. Especially because there's like a lot of Summers on Bravo. So I hope that baby's fun. Because last time I heard, Summer should be fun. So then we see Allie riding along with Steven, blonde Allie. They're in the car. She's like, can we go to Starbucks? And he's like, yes, ma'am. God, I love that. That wasn't even on my list of daily activities, but I'm going to wedge you right in there after memberships and before journaling. And he's like, by the way, how was that meeting? How'd that meeting go with Casey? She goes, well, I think that this tallow has the potential to be one of the biggest products in the McBees. I'm curious what your thoughts are and the partnerships you guys have, because it sounds like from her point of view, skincare tallow is hers, all hers. Is it true that you guys let women have their own businesses?
Does she even get up 2 hours after y'all just so you can have time to journal? He's like, well, when I wanted to do tallow, my idea back in 2023, it was with my ex, and, you know, I built up the branding, I built up the packaging, and I tried to push my ex to take over. Apparently, she doesn't care about orders, and that's why she's gone. I couldn't get her memberships, sorry. That's why she's gone. I couldn't get her to do it. Casey, why don't you take this over and run with it? That's what I said. Casey, no nothing, Casey. I said, you're a blonde person. You do it.
Have you ever seen a grown woman stick her hands into a bucket of fat and run away? That's what she did until she realized that I wasn't being literal when I said run with it.
Well, she mentioned investing and buying everything. It's like, if it's her brand, but like, it sounds like it's yours. So like, I don't know. Like, I think you guys need to have a conversation. 20%. I will take 20%. That is 20%. Thank you. 10X.
Something that no one ever wants to hear. You should have a conversation with Casey. Well, can't wait for that. So then Allie is like, yeah, Steven and Casey, they haven't even narrowed down exactly what everyone's role is. I mean, this is a massive deal. This is not a one-man job. It's going to take a team to grow this brand. And I just have a lot of questions. And each question is worth 1% of the company. And the game is called 20 Questions. Okay. See you at the signing.
So, of course, Steven's like, wow. Allie's interested in this now. Wow, this has the potential to be a real thing. We can blow it up. And I would just think that if I was in Casey's shoes, I would think, God, why are these shoes so cheap? But then I would also think, I would understand. I'm overwhelmed. This is beyond me. I can't do this. If we're going to scale this, I need Steve McBee Jr. to come in and do every damn thing. I mean, she should be begging me at this point.
Why are you so defensive? Like, you haven't even had the conversation with her. You've apparently not done a lot. Like, you made a Canva, you know, like, we've seen labels. Okay. They're not that intense. Like,
they're not good. He's got to be fussy because this is the classic thing. It's like, he's just like, okay, whatever. Do the stupid tallow thing. I don't care. Like, whatever. I'll post something on Instagram. And then she does it. And then she does well at it. And now he realizes that he missed the boat. So now he's got to get mad at her almost. To be like, well, I it wasn't my fault that I missed it. It's just that they're just not being professional. They don't even know what they're doing. So now he's getting himself all into a tizzy.
She won't even ask for help. Why won't she even ask for help? Like, she should be coming to me. I know everything. I do this. I have a degree.
Like, okay, well, this is you stepping into the TV show and then deciding you're suddenly going to act like you're active, a part of all of these businesses. The only time we saw this guy actually do something in the business, well, I mean, except all the multi-failure meetings that we've seen, was when he was doing the thing last season with the selling the steaks thing, and then he cut all the fat off the steaks, and then they got fired. So, I don't know. I would even trust Casey over you at this point.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Let's go on to something that's more exciting than kidney fat, which is Masha's boudoir photos. So she is she's in an apartment. The photographer's there. Is it Monica? And they've set up a little set. Allie comes over to art direct these boudoir photos. And they're gonna do this photo shoot, and Masha is very uncomfortable at first. Well, actually, first Allie comes in and she tries to do some like Gen Z language. She sees Masha and she goes, "Period!" I was like, "You are no Kata."
She's like, "Yas queen."
Dead ass.
We are gonna do this together. We are gonna do a calendar. Okay, give me some poses. Oh my God, are your boobs real? I can tell. What? Like, who says that? Masha's like, oh my God, it's not good. You can tell. Like, what a weird thing to say to someone. And she's like, yeah, okay, give me some looks. Oh God, that is giving LinkedIn. Put your hand on your face like this. Oh my God, sex symbol. I did it. Nailed it. Wow.
She's like, this is something. This is nothing. This is something. This is nothing. So Masha says, in my 20s, I did some modeling, but you know, it's been a few years since I was in the back pages of Belarus Vogue, so I'm starting off a little slow.
Ruble saver. This is
Ruble saver.
I was on the cover.
I was on 321 Belarus Contact magazine.
Out of all the girls in the family, Allie is most relatable to me. She's taking pictures of me in lingerie. So it is fun. She's taking questions while I pose. So fun. So fun.
But it is a little difficult to express to her that there is no A at the end of Belarus.
Yeah, but it's got to have USA in it, right?
No, it's just Belarus. Not Belarus USA.
Bella, the ruse is this is really the USA because there ain't nothing else.
You are really, really trying hard to make this fit your world vision.
What, the Liberty Belarus? Is that what it's called? No.
So she's like, you're doing great, sweetie. And Masha's looks, she's like, oh my God, your parents look so young. How old is your father? She's like, oh my God, don't even fucking think about it, Masha. He's 55. Do not think about it.
So then Ellie is like, so they wrap up. They have a little bit of champagne. And Ellie is like, so do you think you're going to drop Steve McBee off at jail? She goes, well, I want to go, but I want to be there. But he said it's all up to Christy. So if she's not going to allow me to go, then I cannot go. The way I was told was Christy said I cannot be at family occasions, even though me, Masha, high beauty model from Belarus.
I cannot wait for Christy to see completely tasteful boudoir porn. I'm doing her boudoir calendar. I'm doing for gifts.
But I have plan. I will put giant latte in the middle of a field, and while she is distracted and drinking it, I will go to jailhouse and see him off.
So Steve Jr. calls, and Ellie's like, hi, Steve. We're just over here shooting grandma's boudoir photos. Excuse me. Ellie, you know, she acts like she's so nice, but she keeps making these little comments. What? How are people not smacking Ellie? Like, what the hell?
And also, like, what if you're going to do this, can you at least make a good pun? Grand Masha? I mean, come on. It's right there.
Yeah,
it's right there.
There you go.
It's right there.
He's like, I just pulled up, okay?
She's like, do not come in here. It is so dirty. She's wearing a very racy turtleneck right now.
He's like, nope, I will stay right where I am. Oops, I just came. Sorry.
She's wearing something from Lane Bryant, okay? Do not come up here.
So then we go.
Lane Bryant's business casual, right?
Yeah. Well, Lane Bryant, I think, is for bigger. It's like oversized.
Oh.
Or larger size stuff.
I meant that to Talbots. Like, she's wearing something from Talbots.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, there we go. So, did you see me?
I had a feeling. Like, I was like, something sounds wrong about that. Wait a second.
Just radared me. My
Lane Bryant dar went off. I was like, wait a second. You misused that brand.
No, I know Lane Bryant because I've always had some weight issues. And when I was a kid, I would think, gosh, why don't they have that for guys? You know,
yeah,
like oversized stuff. All I got was like three pairs of pants from, you know, the chunky kids Dillard's or whatever back in the day.
Well, the guys, they're totally indelicate about it. For women, it's like Lane Bryant. For guys, like big and tall.
For real. That's so true.
I mean, it's just so like indelicate. Yeah. Back to the farm. You know what's so funny? Our note taker accidentally, instead of writing farm fulfillment, wrote farm dullfillment. And yeah. I have to say, that is exactly the way it should be spelled.
I think that was for you. So Steven Jr. is with Casey and he's like, Cole must be watching Blair right now. Do you have his location? Jesus. And she's like, no. He goes, well, that should be something now that y'all are engaged. See where Allie is. Better be taking a nap right now. She's not around me. I don't want her awake or focused on anybody else.
Yeah. He's like, so how do you feel about that? Tell us, skincare line right now. You're doing a lot of journaling about it? Oh, that's right. You don't get to. You got to wake up after the journaling time.
She's like, yeah. Well, I need help, though. It's like very time consuming, and I figured out a way to be able to work on it every single day. But I don't know. It's just with Blair, it's hard. He's like,
well, and you're planning a wedding too. Okay. Well, I told you at the beginning, you keep 100% of all the profits. And I thought it was going to be a side project you could work on, but it's not. It's a monster. And we're sitting on, if we do this right, okay, we're sitting on an actual monster. It's like putting a chair on top of coal. And I think we're looking at a product that could do $5 million a year in revenue. And if we do it right, we're going to have a certified area specific to skincare, full-time production people, a full-on marketing scheme, and people who are not pessimistic about Tallow.
Tallow has more
momentum than any other product in the U.S. of A. And that is it. And that is why we need in here. Allie's done something. You know, let me tell you what Allie does. She runs companies. And we need Allie in here. You're going to give it. Here's how it's going to work. 40% to you, Casey. 40% to the McBees. 20% to Allie. She's like, what? Allie, what are you talking about?
At first I thought he meant Jesse's Allie. Yeah. 100% all the way down to 40, and then giving 20% of the company to this dingbat who just showed up. And her big thing was like, you gotta sell things online. Like, no. If you want to use Allie's expertise, you hire her as a contractor. She doesn't get ownership of the company. Jesus.
Yes, or you give her a percentage with a code or something like that, because she's an influencer. So she's going to go on her page and be like, look, Tallow, I use it. And then people will buy it. But Jesus Christ, 20% of the company.
Jesus. Does Stephen know you're not supposed to snort the tallow? What is going on in his brain right now? Jesus.
Yeah, we should have seen this coming when in the car, when Allie was talking to her, she's like, so how do you feel about advertising?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, get your hands off.
Get your non-tallow moisturized hands off this company, bitch.
Yeah. So Casey's like, wow, that's pretty common for Steven to show a little bit of interest in something, completely ignore it for a while, and then completely disregard the people that have been doing all the work. Yes, exactly. So please find a way to stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm. He's like, well, how do you envision this if Allie and I come into it and help take the brand to the top?
Like, what part of you having to sell off all of your farm says you're going to take this to the top? Oh, I'm sorry. You had a local ad about a car wash, so therefore you're qualified to do this thing. Get out of here.
The first season was all they need to get this contract, because if they get this contract, it's going to save the farm. And the whole season leads up to this finale episode, and the guy's like, no, you don't get the contract. I'm like, damn it. And then the second season. What is this, season three? So then the second season is this whole, like, we have to do this to save the farm. Then they have to start selling off the farm and losing everything. Although Cole did do the soybean thing that ended up doing okay. And now this season, they're selling off the entire farm. And he's like, you need me. I do everything. You've done nothing, but this farm is blowing up. And you're supposed to be the head of it. Now's not the time I hand you my tallow company. He's like, this could be a $5 million company. Because she made it big. She made the tallow.
She is the one. And Steven's like,
you know, Allie, she brings a shit ton of value. Aritzia, in the last 2.5 months, she moved $1.1 million of product. And that was just in 1 month alone. The next month, she sold $500 million. She took over Aritzia. She actually owns Aritzia. And she turned Aritzia into Macy's. She's amazing. She's got to come on. Aritzia is everything. I love Aritzia.
Yeah. And he's like, this could be in Target, Sephora, Ulta. Okay, but it's not.
This could be in a store that's part of a nationwide boycott for 2 months that's gone so badly they've had to fire their CEO. Don't you understand the potential here?
So Cole calls, and Steven's like, do you have Blair? And he's like,
yep.
Cole, Casey and I are trying to figure this out. Okay, if I come into this, if you guys are lucky enough to get me into this, see, you're not even in it. Why are you sitting here making these hard bargains? This guy is such an arrogant asshole. So he's telling Cole, you know, and then Allie can come in and then we can push it on social and she'll get 20%. And Cole's like, that's kind of a lot. And he's like, McBee Farms has 40%, Casey 40, Allie 20. She's like, this is like a product I really care about. I mean, I want you guys to help, but it makes me a little nervous because Allie's only been here 1 month. You know, I think you should only be able to get fucked over by people who have been here, I don't know, as long as I've known you. You know, the rest of you are fucking me over, so I don't also want to get fucked over by a newbie, you know?
I feel like I'm really bad at valuating things. I don't know, or valuing things. I don't know how much ownership the McBees should have. I think if they're using the McBee meats and they're using the McBee infrastructure, for sure, like, it's not unreasonable to ask for McBee Family Farms to have some sort of percentage.
Yeah.
I really don't know what it would be. I think 40 seems actually quite high, but Allie gets zero. She gets actually negative 10%. She actually owes money. She actually has to pay this company at this point. I want her to pay the fucking tallow company because I can't stand this.
Yeah. It also seems like a controlling robbery thing for him. He's like, oh, now I can tie this girl in. Now she'll be contracted to me. And what's she going to do? Just leave me?
Yeah. No.
It's creepy.
So then we go to Jesse and Allie's city house. And Allie's on the floor playing with Summer. And she's like, Jesse, we need a bottle, please. We need a bottle. And so he gets her a bottle and everything. It's like tense and awkward. And he's like, look what I got you. I'm the savior. Your mom can hold it. You didn't put the bottles away. Because he's talking to the baby, Summer, as we know her name is called, obviously, and we always knew. And Allie is like, we were busy. So Casey texted me, and she had a conversation, I guess, with Steven about the tallow. She just is confused. And Steven was insane. The amount of times they talk about tallow on this episode, and like, it's like that's all they have to talk about. It's either tallow or coal splooging in 2 minutes. It's like, it's
don't forget about that boudoir shoot for the calendar. That was pretty big. That was a pretty big moment.
Sponsored by tallow.
Watershed moment. It was a tallow shed moment in tallow TV. So Allie calling Casey, and she's like, I wanted to skip on your conversation with Steven. She's like, he's thinking it's getting too big and it's going to be $5 million, but Allie gets it's going to be a $5 million business, but Allie gets 20%. And she's like, what? And so Allie's like, yeah, Casey, did you stand up for yourself? I mean, that's your business, but you know, no one deserves that. That's yours. That's your company.
She's like, but. And Allie's like, no, you never know what could happen. I mean, I hope and pray it works out for them. But what happens if something does happen with Steven and Allie and she gets to take off with 20% of your company? Cole's like, yeah, I do think that there's like a lot that he could help with. And like, he already knows how to do things like drive trucks, and the truck can bring the tallow around, you know? So that's like pretty good. That's probably worth 70% of the company. But like, I definitely think that like, honestly, you need to like be the majority owner by far. And like, I don't know, like McBee Farms owns like a portion, but you need to be the majority owner, Casey.
Well, he tells us that. Well, he tells her that, but then he tells us, well, I kind of feel like I'm in the middle here between Casey and Steven and tallow. You know, I want to support Casey, but the farms could really use this money. Oh, you fucking, of course. You're like, wow, this was a good thing, but now that it's making some money, I'm going to go take it from my wife because my company, oh, gross.
Well, because, you know, that company paid for his house, so he's sort of like indebted. You know, it's like the mafia. It's like, well, that's true. We did this for you, so you better give that kidney fat face cream back over.
So they hang up, and Jesse's like, well, that's nice that Casey trusts you enough to call you about that stuff. Yeah, are you new here?
She also, like, she has no friends. She has literally no one to call. It's like, oh, you,
gosh.
Or she's calling movie phone. So Allie is like, yeah, honestly,
movie phone.
There's nothing. I'm not saying that she's
hello, and welcome.
She's isolated.
Movie phone.
Could I buy 2 tickets to What Should I Do With My Tallow Business? I'm sorry, I did not get that. What's a good percentage? 7:30. Okay, I'll take 7%.
So now we start talking about the relationship. And Allie is saying she was expressing her concerns about game night. You know, she's like, I don't know if you really heard me, you know, because like I feel like I wasn't heard, but I could have done that 10 days of intimacy, but you've been gone, you know. It's like you've been gone the past 2 days. Like we did the game and then you bolted. And he's like, but I didn't realize me going to the farms was really a big deal. Like, I mean, it was like, it's not like it was a specific reason or anything like that.
You didn't even ask about Summer, though. Well, that's because we're in fall. No, your daughter. Who? Summer. What about it? It's fall. No, your daughter. Who? Summer. Oh, we're doing one of those loops again, Allie. Yeah, I know. He goes, well, I feel like you have a lot of freedom to be able to just go up to the farm.
No, she says that. She's saying, like, I feel like
stop doing your impersonation of me, Allie. It's disconcerting to me.
She's like, I mean, I feel like you have a reason. You're always up at the farm, but then I have to, like, be here and take care of the kid and stuff. And he's like, well, but I encourage you to go out with your friends and do this and that. And I'll watch Summer. How's she going to do that when you're at the farm? Are you not listening to this? And how? Anyway, it's like, I would give you time and I would do it, but you won't let me do any. You won't let me do it. So if you're not going to take advantage of this free night we have, then I'm going to go to the farm and hunt and hang out with my buddies. No, a free night.
She could. You guys can just spend it with each other.
It's a wild idea. She wants to hang out with you.
Yeah. So they both feel like they're going through the motions, and she's like, she just wants to see change, because like anybody can sit here and say that we're going to change, but it's actually the actions. And when I look at the McBee boys, I say those are three men who can definitely change. Like they're malleable men who are not set in their ways.
And also men of action. Men of action.
Mm-hmm. Introspective.
Jesse doesn't even know how to open a tractor door. You know what I mean? And then Allie is saying exactly what she needs in all of this. So, I mean, they keep saying communication is her problem, but hers is pretty solid here. She's like, you know, I mean, I just want to feel wanted. Any relationship, a person wants to feel wanted. He's like, yeah, but that goes both ways well, you know? And like, if you're saying that you don't, then I can say I don't either. So like, you don't seem excited when I get home, and you don't even say hi to me when I get home.
Be exciting when you come home, so that way people are excited.
Does anybody even know you're there? Like, the door has more personality.
The Wagyu experience has more personality. Yeah. So they're like, well, yeah, we'll just work on it, because like, we just need to try to find that spark again, I guess. Well, anything else you want to get off your chest? I don't think so. Okay. And that's where it ends.
Yikes.
Good luck on that spark.
Yikes.
we'll be sure to put out, let's see if we can add an air tag to it, see if we can find that spark.
Seeking spark. Oh my gosh, the tallow.
The tallow. Well, thanks everyone for being here for McBee Dynasty episode. And we still have way more shows later this week. We got The Valley, we got Next Gen, we got Orange County. So lots of content. Keep an eye on your feed, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Watch What Crappens.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets a name from us. It's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo,
Karen McMurdo.
Let's Get Savage with Laura Wildman.
In the Study with a Candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger That, it's Marlis Rogers.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's Our Princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Taleff Sun.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a Pose, it's Tori Rose.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.